Oh, honey, it's me, your favorite aunt. Oh, how I missed you. I've not seen you in so long. I've been too busy traveling around Europe, but that is good news for you because it means I have so many gifts for you. And I bet you are so eager right now to know what goodies I have in my bag for you. Oh, you used to love it when I would come with gifts when you were younger. And I'm even so excited to see your reaction that I've not even taken my jacket or shoes off yet. Shh, don't tell your mother. Sweetie, hello. Can you hear me? Oh, you're too busy playing those shooty games again. Wait until I have a talk with your mother about this. Shooting games can cause you to be a violent person. Get off that right now. I just need to take this thing off you myself. Now you can hear me? Did you not even notice I was there? What is that? Ear blockers? You're trying to ignore your auntie? A headset? Oh, and this is what the government uses now to inject 5G into us, I'm not overreacting, sweetie. I just care about my family. I'm on Facebook all of the time getting warnings for so many different things. It is ridiculous how we are living in such a dangerous time. So, are you not gonna give your favorite aunt a hug? Oh, there's my little pancake. Look at you, getting all so grown up now. What are you doing with your life, huh? Got any kids on the way yet, or ones running around that you didn't tell your old aunt about? Not yet? Well, better be soon. I know there must be thousands of girls that are lined up for you, or even boys. That's right, honey. It's 2021. I'm becoming more open. I don't mind which way you want to swing, baby. I will still love you. Look at those cheeks. Oh my God. And I bet you're so much taller too once you get your booty off that chair. I bet your cheeks are planted into that by now. Oh yeah. I've been getting updates from your mama about how you're getting on, and I know you're sitting up in this cave all day. Now, are you not gonna ask me how my trips were? You know, it would do you some good getting out there traveling and not sitting cooped up here for the rest of your days. Oh, let me get those blinds open too. Are you a vampire? Ah, finally, I can see. My, it's a dump in here. Your clothes are lying everywhere. I swear I'm gonna get your mama into shape. Don't you worry. Has she been taking care of you properly, Do I need to have y'all stay at mine, All right, if you say so. I'll take my nose out of it. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, the trips. Yeah, Europe is beautiful. And honey, Europe is a continent, not a country, all right? So many different cultures and languages. I couldn't understand a thing, but I got by. Nearly everyone understood what I was saying, but I'm going to have to be honest. My favorite country was Germany. Oh. It's an obvious answer, sweetie, because that's our ancestors, and they got some delicious food. I had some of that sauerkraut, some Kartoffelklöße. Oh, and don't forget the last but not least, bratwurst. Oh, I was in heaven. Oh, definitely put on more than a few pounds. Did I get fatter, sweetie? Have you noticed? Oh, you little cutie. Pinch, 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 pinch your cheeks. Oh, that's you. That's you trying to flatter me because you know I have some gifts for you. Now, yes, gifts. I've been building up quite a lot. So here is a gift from when I was in Paris. It's a keyring of the Eiffel Tower. There you go. Don't say I don't spoil you. And when I went to Amsterdam, oh, let me tell you about Amsterdam. There are a lot of girls waiting for you there, I'm telling you, my little cactus. Get yourself a ticket there as soon as possible. But from there, I went to this store called Zubaz, and they sell the best wooden shoes. They call them Klompen, but... Oh, wait. Where's the other one? Well, that's awkward, honey. I don't know where the other one went. I guess you can keep the one shoe. Not like you were gonna wear them anyway. And now the last gift. Dumpling, this was from when I was in Czechia. I got you a Czech marionette puppet. I don't know the use you'll have for this, but I think it will look pretty good hanging from somewhere. Now, am I not the best aunt in the world? Oh, and you are so welcome. I'm taking you along with me on my next trip, that's right. So I better go now and help your mom with the cooking. And by help, I mean take over. I never trusted your mama's food. I'm gonna make sure she doesn't burn anything. I hope you're not putting that device back on your head. Nuh-uh. Give it to me. It's dangerous here. Let me check your ears. What is all of this? You're wearing this head device on and it's making your ears even more waxy. Oh no, we can't have that. And your mama lets you walk around like that? Well, my little cowboy, no need for us to fret though, because... Shh, this gift was meant to be for your cousin, but... looks like you're going to have to get it. So, I got some Q-tips because, I needed them from the store in Serbia because I didn't have any left, but who in the family has ever seen Serbian Q-tips before, so I thought it would be a great gift for your cousin, alright? Take a look at this packet. Hygienska štapička. Štapička. 300 hygienska štapička. 300 Hachinski Stapicha. Now, enough of me rambling and changing the subject. We have bigger Tex-Mex to fry in here. And that's getting rid of all this substance in your ears. Now, stay still. I used to clean your ears all the time when you were a little baby. Oh, you would love... Oh, you would be so relaxed. You actually really enjoyed it. You let me do it without any problem. And sometimes, you'd actually fall asleep. But when your mama tried to do it, nuh-uh, you were not having it. You always wanted me to do it. Maybe I was always so gentle and more experienced at cleaning ears, so I don't blame you for that. This is a lot to clean out. And I just started. See what this headset's doing to you, No wonder you couldn't hear me, and I have to have your volume right up. You know, I may talk about your mama sometimes in ways you might not, you know, agree with, but that's because we are sisters, and I'm the older one, so I've never stopped looking out for her. But being here, spending time with you all, made me grateful that my plane didn't get delayed with all of this. You know, you hear it on the news a lot, and I'm skeptical. Skeptical, I'm telling you. Oh, not you too. Okay. I won't even mention that again. Alright, sweetheart? See? Look at that. Look how much of that gross stuff I'm getting out your ears. Oh, poor baby. You must have thought you were losing your hearing. Oh. Have your ears been sore or anything like that? Sometimes. Well, definitely that headset has everything to do with it. Wait, you misheard me? Oh, okay then. If you say so, honey. Hope I still got the magic touch like I did all them years ago. How are you feeling? Falling asleep yet? Well, if anything does get uncomfortable, you know you can just tell me, right? I don't want you to hide anything from me. But I cleaned this ear out as much as I could now. Very proud of myself for that. I think I got everything. Now let's see if your other ear is just as much of an abomination than the other one was. Oh well, it's just about the same, which is good because we can have the same results as I did with the other one, so. And same as before. If I go in too far, or just feels very uncomfy, just use your words, sweetie, to tell me to stop. Do the Q-tips feel any different at all since they are European ones? Like, are they more special? No difference? Well, no excuse why you can't go to Walmart soon and get a pack that need to sit right next to your desk at all times. You don't want it to build up in your ears like it did now, Why would you do without me, honestly? I am the glue that holds our entire family together, even when I'm away traveling. I'm just too nice, aren't I, sweetie? And luckily for you, I haven't found any devices implanted by the government yet. So you should be safe if you start to be more careful about things. Start using Facebook. Oh, sweetie, don't. You really need Facebook. It's a great way to keep up with me and find out lots of things that you wouldn't have known before. It really did open my eyes. I do have some bad news for you. That I'm nearly done with this. And then I better go down and help your mom. I know, little cactus. I know. But I can't do this all night. I've gotten pretty much all the gross stuff I could out them ears. And now I'm gonna get a special brush that I got from my stay in Bulgaria to just gently stroke your ears with them. Get all of that cotton that's gotten stuck around the ears. There we go. You'll be able to hear me better now. It's a good thing I done that. You must be so thankful now, because if you were still deaf, you'd be missing out on all my stories and topics around the dinner table. Oh, you're welcome, honey. I know, really, you wouldn't miss those topics for the world. I'm gonna go now and get everything sorted. I'll start by taking my jacket off, finally. Remember, don't put that headset on. If I see you with that on again, I'm not gonna be very happy.